an important gathering, remarkable, urgent, and comforting to know that others are going on at this very moment. I was going to read two by Siamanto, but I think one will most likely be enough. This is a poem called The Dance. If you haven't heard this poem, I think you need to hear it. And I think if you have heard this poem, you can't unhear it. In a field of cinders, where Armenian life was still dying, a German woman, trying not to cry, told me the horror she witnessed. This thing I'm telling you about, I saw with my own eyes. Behind my window of hell, I clenched my teeth and watched the town of Bardez turn into a heap of ashes. The corpses were piled high as trees, and from the springs, from the streams, and the road, the blood was a stubborn murmur and still calls revenge in my ear. Don't be afraid. I must tell you what I saw, so people will understand the crimes men do to men. For 2 days, by the road to the graveyard, let the hearts of the world understand. It was Sunday morning, the first useless Sunday, dawning on the corpses. From dawn to dusk, I had been in my room with a stabbed woman, my tears wetting her death, when I heard from afar a dark crowd standing in a vineyard, lashing 20 brides and singing filthy songs. Leaving the half-dead girl on the straw mattress, I went to the balcony of my window, and the crowd seemed to thicken like a clump of trees. An animal of a man shouted, "You must dance, dance when our drum beats." With fury, whips cracked on the flesh of these women. Hand in hand, the brides began their circle dance. Now I envied my wounded neighbor because with a calm snore, she cursed the universe and gave up her soul to the stars. Dance, they raved, dance till you die, infidel beauties, with your flapping tits, dance, smile for us, you're abandoned now, you're naked slaves, so dance like a bunch of fucking sluts. We're hot for your dead bodies. 20 graceful brides collapsed. Get up, the crowd screamed, brandishing their swords. Then someone brought a jug of kerosene. Human justice, I spit in your face. The brides were anointed. Dance, they thundered. Here's a fragrance you can't get in Arabia. With a torch, they set the naked brides on fire, and the charred bodies rolled and tumbled to their deaths. I slammed my shutters, sat down next to my dead girl, and asked, "How can I dig out my eyes?"